Okay, so as you know, fulfillment key number 5 is all about feeling the satisfaction of achievement. Now, we usually think of achievements as big things that have taken a lot of time and effort to work towards and to accomplish. And the satisfaction in achieving these things is huge. Things like passing exams or learning to drive, buying a house, that kind of thing, all well worthy of celebration. But you know what? It's the little things that count too. And this key to fulfillment isn't just about the big things. In fact, it's mostly not about the big things. You know, that feeling you get when you've finished something or you know you've done something well. It feels good, doesn't it? Then you take that feeling forward with you as you go about the rest of your day. But what if you could build up a bank of that feeling so that you've got some of it every day? Now that would be good, wouldn't it? Well, all you need to do to have that is to notice the small things that generate that feeling as well as the big things. You achieve things every single day. You do. You just don't stop to pay attention to them. And when you do pause to notice them regularly, it will give you that little boost. And little boosts add up and create momentum. So what I want you to do first is to think back to yesterday and write down 3 things that you achieved. If you got big things done, fantastic, but those are harder to come by. Now this skill is in noticing those small wins, small achievements, and choosing to feel good about them instead of thinking they're insignificant. They're not. So it could be things like remembering to post the birthday card on time, drinking a litre of water, filing some bills away, or taking time to cook a healthy meal instead of going to the chippy. See what I mean? Not big things at all. And if you do this every morning and write 3 things down from the day before, it doesn't take very long before you can look at your journal and feel really quite pleased with yourself. The trick is in taking a moment to appreciate how good you feel about each one. So pause the audio and go and take a moment to do this now with prompt number 1. So promise me you'll do that every day now? 5 minutes, that's all it takes. Okay, now I wonder, are you the sort of person who starts a project and then gets distracted and it ends up sitting around for ages half finished? Or maybe you've got something that you've been meaning to do but you keep putting off? How do you feel when you think about these things? Thought so. Maybe a bit annoyed with yourself that you haven't done it? However you feel, I doubt very much that it's contributing to your feeling of fulfillment. Let's see what we can do about that. So first off, write a little list of tasks that have been hanging around for a while that you just need to get done and off your list so you don't feel that nagging feeling every time you think about it. And for each one, have a think about why you haven't done it. Not felt like it? No time? Need something else to complete it? Pause the audio and go and do prompts 2 and 3 now. Now you're going to use the power of your imagination to drum up some enthusiasm to get this stuff done. Really, I want you to imagine that each of those tasks on your list were done and dusted, finished, complete. Close your eyes and really put yourself in that situation. Pay particular attention to how you feel now they're done. Do you feel glad? Relieved? Elated? Pleased with yourself? All good, huh? Those feelings are like a magnet pulling you towards that finish line. You can use those feelings to motivate you to do what you need to do and to complete those tasks. So go back to your list now and write out how you'll feel when it's done. And write in as much detail as you can because it needs to be compelling. Pause the audio and do this now. It's prompt number 4. So what are you going to do to get those feelings? Pick one of your projects and commit to finishing it this week, or at least making significant progress with it. Those feel-good feelings are within your reach. So read through what you wrote about how you would feel when it's done to keep you motivated. And don't forget to look back each day and celebrate the small steps you've achieved. Now, go and make a start.